This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. This hour, we reflect on an unforgettable summer in Atlanta. 20 years ago today, the 1996 Olympic Games kicked off in our city. But the international celebration of athleticism turned a dark corner about a week later when a bomb went off at a free concert in Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta. A mother died, and a man suffered a fatal heart attack after the blast. More than 100 others were injured. Eventually, a carpenter named Eric Rudolph pleaded guilty to that and other bombings around the country. He was sentenced to life in prison. The memory of that violent attack is still what stands out in many people's minds about the 1996 Games.
My name is Catherine Seacrest, and I'm born and raised in Kilmer Park, Atlanta, Georgia. So I believe the strongest memory I have of the Olympics is the Centennial Olympic bombing. It was probably the scariest event of my young life, being part of a city that experienced a terror attack. Yeah, so that stands out the most about the Games. Not the Games themselves or the reconstruction, just that bombing.
Danae Brummer also remembers. She was a teen reporter for Vox Teen Communications in 1996. She and her journalism mentor recall being at the center of one of the biggest stories.
Hi, my name is Danae Brummer. In 1996, I was a junior at Banneker High School. During the Olympics in Atlanta was the summer before my senior year. I lived in Korea during the 1988 Olympics, but I was in elementary school. So I saw it from the perspective of being this big, exciting thing that I couldn't touch and be a part of. So being in Atlanta, it was like a full circle moment. It was like my moment, my time. The world was coming to my hometown.
Hello, I'm Bob Costas, to be joined in a moment by Dick Enberg. First, to the two concerns that will be ever present during these games. Security is one, and we will deal with that in a moment.
I'm Rachel Alterman Wallach, and I was Danae's mentor, coach, ally, as the executive director of Vox. So I was actually in Centennial Olympic Park the night that the bomb went off.
An explosion rocked through the city of Atlanta at approximately 1:20 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday morning.
We had finished our work for the day, and as a good youth development organization, we had sent everybody home. So we weren't on the clock, per se. And I was out with some friends at the park where, you know, thousands of people were congregating and listening to music. And I remember thinking immediately, oh my God, I hope all of our teens are home.
FBI agent in charge has indicated he is considering this bomb an act of terrorism. 110 people have been injured, 2 have been killed, 1 apparently of a heart attack.
And because it was 1996 and not everybody had a cell phone at that time, and we didn't have the ability to text each other and ensure safety, I remember rushing home. And actually checking on everybody the next morning. Danae, do you remember that night?
Yeah, I do. I was actually out of town doing a summer program at the University of Alabama, and I remember seeing it on the news and instantly thinking, I need to get home.
Terrorism strikes the Olympic Games as a deadly bomb rips through Atlanta's Centennial Park. Extensive live coverage of the early morning attack is just ahead.
As we brainstormed the story topics that the team wanted to cover, and as you took on this story of looking at this bombing, this attack on our community and on the Olympic Games, what was going on in your mind? What process did you undergo to try to cover this story?
Well, the angle of vulnerability was the kind of the guise that I was functioning on in terms of the angle. I wanted to reach out to people who were actually there on the ground or somewhere within the proximity during the bombing, because I felt like they were going to have the most emotional appeal versus sitting at home and watching it on TV. So I hit the grounds, and I remember just being on MARTA, you know, talking to different teens. It was this interesting thing of sitting down and talking to your peers about complex issues. that you normally wouldn't focus on. You know, when you're 16, you're only concerned with prom and music and, you know, the latest gossip and rumors. But here I was having a serious conversation about reflection on our home being terrorized.
And sad to say, I mean, the teens and people of all ages are still grappling with that very topic now. You know, this was an attack that happened in the United States long before 9/11. And so having an opportunity to have an outlet as a place of reflection, a place for young people to come together and grapple with terrible news, with tragedy, with fear. So you really were part of a group of young people who created that groundwork. It's lasted for two decades now.
That was Rachel Alterman Wallach. She's the founder of Vox Teen Communications. That's a teen news outlet in Atlanta. We also heard from Danae Brummer, who covered the Atlanta Olympics bombing in 1996 as a teenager. To read Danae's story for Vox on the attacks, visit gpbnews.org.